This is the Wellbeing Australia podcast. Wellbeing Australia is a not-for-profit network bringing together people and organisations committed to developing healthy relationships that lead to individual and community wellbeing, with a particular emphasis on the areas of family, education and the workplace. Wellbeing Australia's Donna Newbury caught up with Steve Rowe to have a discussion about wellbeing and the workplace, particularly during the COVID pandemic.
Today I'd like to welcome Steve Rowe to Wellbeing Australia. Steve, welcome. Lovely to have somebody with your expertise in workplace wellbeing join us today. Steve, I wondered if you wouldn't mind just giving our listeners a little bit of background on you and your interest in workplace wellbeing.
Yes, sure, Don. Well, look, I'm, I guess, what you might call a seasoned HR guy. Most of my career has been spent in sort of big corporate with some fairly sizable jobs, but I've also done a fair bit of consulting as well. And look, I'm very passionate. I think work is essential to almost everyone's life, unless you're stunningly rich. And so I think workplace wellbeing is pivotal, and it's always been a passion.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, Steve, it's lovely to have you join us today. And we have three questions we wanted to ask you, if you wouldn't mind answering those for us and for the interests of our listeners. So the first question, Steve, is really, given the environment with COVID, what you see as the implications of COVID and the current environment on health and the well-being of Australian workers?
Yeah, and of course, look, there's been a lot of news around on this topic, hasn't there? But I think it's fairly clear that the overriding thinking is that that impact hasn't been great. I don't think it's as black as it's painted, but you know, we're seeing depression, anxiety, stress, probably obesity in due course all rise. And I think perhaps that's more as a consequence of the financial impact of COVID rather than the disease itself. I think it's I think that's perhaps where people's attention has gone in this latter part of the crisis. I think some have coped better than others. We were talking earlier, weren't we? I personally quite enjoyed it, but I'm lucky. I've got a nice place. I've got some space around me, and I do feel for those people that feel imprisoned in a much smaller sort of footprint. But what's clear is that we're quickly getting to grips with, the technology to support home working, but we're missing that social connection. And I think that's the other thing. People go to work not just to get paid, but also that's a big part of their social life. So one way or another, I think that's all had a big impact. I think there's a couple of upsides we should talk about, though. I think we're getting to know our families better, Don, for those of us who've got them. And I think we're also a bit more community minded. I know a lot of people are checking in on their oldies locally. And so I think we've kind of gone back to some of the things that we've lost, over the generations about really understanding who our neighbours are. And I think that's a very good thing. So I don't think it's all black, but yes, we're all struggling a little bit, I think.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Steve. So the next question we have for you, Steve, is what is your perspective on the shifting attitudes towards working from home as people are coming through this pandemic?
Yeah, really hot topic, of course. And I'm personally hoping there's been a substantial shift in thinking. I'll believe it when I see it, but that's what I'm hoping for, because I think the technology to allow us to do this has been around for decades, in truth. I remember there's a lot of conversations approaching Y2K about people working from home, but it never really materialized. And I think the technology's accelerated significantly in recent times. Look at what we're doing now. We're on Zoom and it's all great. So flexibility has been around. The conversation's been around for a while, but I don't think it's been implemented. That's been particularly annoying for women who obviously have those carers' responsibilities in many families. So I'm hoping now that pandemic's going to level things out. The technology's been proved. And I'm hoping that leaders will finally learn to trust their employees. They know how to do their best work, and that where you're physically sat doesn't really matter, that we can start to get a conversation about outputs rather than inputs, And then the second thing I wanted to say on this is cost. Look at the cost of these commercial office blocks. They're massive. And we're in this economic downturn that we have. It's got to be a consideration. I mean, why do we need hordes of workers coming into the workplace when they can actually do that job at home. I think there might be middle ground. Telecottaging is a phrase that used to be used in the last century, where people still want to leave their house, but they go to a smaller serviced workplace locally. I'd like to see that grow, where you still get your social fix, but you don't have the commute, you don't pollute the environment, and it doesn't cost the earth. Yeah. So one way or another, I think the landscape's changing for the better as a result of COVID around that whole attitude to working from home.
Fabulous. I completely agree. And I think the flexibility it's giving many people to, as you say, work and fit work into their daily and family pattern.
Spot on. Exactly. Yeah, spot on.
Good. Wonderful. Well, Steve, the third question we have for you today is what you think the leaders need to do differently as a result of the impact of the pandemic. I mean, I know this is an area you're very passionate about, it's leadership. So we'd really like to know your thoughts.
Yeah, look, another great question. And I think it kind of touches on what you said before. I think I think there's a shift towards allowing people to manage their work. There's going to need to be a profound change in how leaders lead. Mm-hmm. And I do think it goes to that trust point that, you know, many leaders, in all honesty, I think leaders have often been a barrier to people doing their best work. The hierarchy has prevented people doing their best work. And I'm minded of my psychology days at uni years ago when they talked about fleas in a jar. If you put fleas in a jar, they jump out. You put a lid on the jar, they jump and then they bang their heads on the jar. And then you take the lid off and they stop jumping out. And I think leaders can do that to people. I think they can stop people from fulfilling their true power, their potential. So I think... in a shorter answer to your question, I think good leaders will emerge. You have the courage to take the lid off the jar and let people do their work in the way that they do it, want to do it best. So they'll need to relinquish their control and empower their people, which I think we've needed for some time. And I think leaders that don't embrace that are going to find it much harder to drive engagement and productivity. And as you said before, that, you know, what's work and what's home is blurred. Work-life balance is a flawed concept. Work is a very important part of our life, and it requires perhaps going forward a more subtle, a quieter, less obtrusive style of leadership. And I think that's a fabulous thing. And I'm delighted that, you know, we can accelerate towards that with COVID.
Agreed. And I think the ability of leaders to really be positioned to say, how do I enable my workforce regardless of where they are?
Exactly. Yeah. Concentrate on what's really important is which is results, actually. And trust. Again, I keep coming back to this word trust. Trust people that most people are not out to earn something for nothing. Most of us want to do a good job and we don't need to be closely supervised and monitored. And I think, you know, working from home has proved that up, that we can still do stuff without you breathing down my shoulder or you're looking over my shoulder or having that chair on the back of the, or that coat on the back of the chair, you know, so to speak. And there's still a bit of that around. So let's, hopefully that's blown away forever with this.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts today, Steve. Really appreciate it. And I especially appreciate the fact that, you know, you've highlighted so many of the positives that usually could come out of these changes. And while we do know their downsides, there are also absolutely, as you highlight, some important positives that I think we should really embrace and see how we move forward.
Indeed.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dawn. Thanks so much for your time today, Steve, and great connecting.
Cheers. Bye.
Great. Thanks.
You have been listening to a Wellbeing Australia podcast.